Hi, everybody. I'm Nina Taylor, and here is your gospel news. Known for her dynamic, inspiring, and anointed ministry, Martha Munizzi is an internationally acclaimed singer, songwriter, speaker, and one of our nation's most popular worship leaders. Martha's musical journey began at the age of 8 when she started singing with her family in concerts and crusades around the U.S. and Canada. As a teenager, Martha's vocal skills and songwriting ability became evident, and it soon became clear that God was birthing in her a desire to lead others into His presence. Martha sensed that God was moving her into the next phase of ministry, and now the powerhouse vocalist leads thousands in worship at concerts, conferences, and churches around the world. Martha has also ministered with many powerful ministries, including Pastor Joel Osteen, Creflo Dollar, Benny Hinn, CeCe Winans, Bishop T.D. Jakes, and she has also appeared on TBN's Praise the Lord, Daystar, Live Today with James Robeson, and most recently on BET Gospel. With his soulful tenor vocals and ability to fuse contemporary gospel with hip-hop and traditional, Smokey Norful is one of the brightest lights on the current gospel scene. The son of an African Methodist Episcopal minister, Smokey Norful spent his first 14 years in Muskogee, Oklahoma, where he absorbed music ranging from sacred gospel to the secular soul, and both would serve him well when he began his professional singing career. By the age of 2, he was picking out melodies on the piano. By the age of 4, he was actively playing and singing in his father's church. He studied history at the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff. He then relocated to Chicago in 1998 and earned a Master's of Divinity degree at Garrett Theological Seminary. His debut solo album, I Need You Now, was released by Chardon in 2002, followed by a live album called Limited Edition from EMI in 2003. Norful has characterized his music as urban inspirational, a term that allows him to stretch the boundaries of traditional gospel while still remaining true to its purpose. Currently, he is the pastor of Victory Cathedral Worship Center of Bowling Brook, Illinois, since 2005. Then in 2008, he launched a second campus on the south side of Chicago. Since its launch, he has witnessed a similar dynamic growth and a phenomenal move of God. Dr. Maddie Moss Clark was a gospel choir director for most of her life and is often credited as one of the first to teach three-part harmony to a choir. Born in 1925 in Selma, Alabama, Clark relocated to Detroit in 1958. She organized the Southwest Michigan State Choir of the Church of God in Christ. In addition to being a songwriter, vocalist, pianist, arranger, and choir director, Clark was also president of the National Music Department of the Church of God in Christ for 25 years. She founded the Clark Conservatory School of Music in Detroit. Over the years, Clark recorded with such artists as James Moore, Vanessa Bell Armstrong, Elder James Lennox, Reverend Richard Mr. Clean White, and many more. She's also credited with launching the careers of Walter Hawkins, Hezekiah Walker, and Richard Smallwood. Clark recorded more than 35 albums during her career and was one of the first gospel artists to receive a gold certified album. She passed at the age of 69 in Southfield, Michigan. People are always fascinated to learn what is taking place in churches around America. When visiting other churches and listening to the music as they worship together and wondering what do churches typically sing during their worship services. CCLI, the largest licensor of music for churches, has compiled a top 10 list of songs sang most in worship services across America. Number 10, In Christ Alone. Number 9, Jesus Messiah. Number 8, Amazing Grace. Number 7, Everlasting God. Number 6, Revelation Song. Number 5, Here I Am to Worship. Number 4, Blessed Be Your Name. Number 3, Our God. Number 2, Mighty to Serve. And the number 1 most sang song is How Great is Our God. Here's your Billboard Top 10 Gospel Songs in the Country. Number 10, Ty Tribbett, Work It Out. Number 9, Troy Sneed, Kept by His Grace. Number 8, Anthony Brown and Group Therapy, Trust in You. Number 7, J.J. Harrison, Youthful Praise, You Deserve It. Number 6, Dietrich Haddon, Hill City Worship Camp, A Billion People. Number 5, Brian Poppin, I Got Out. Number 4, Kirk Franklin, My World Needs You. Number 3, Todd Delaney, Victory Belongs to Jesus. Number 2, Sean Mitchell, With Joy. And number 1 for 5 weeks in a row, Tamela Mann with Change Me. That's your Billboard Top 10 Songs, your Top 10 Most Sang Worship Songs, and your Gospel News. I'm Nina Taylor. Let's get back to more great gospel music on this great station.